stem cell research. It was the first controversy of the Bush administration. It flared anew as the former First Lady Nancy Reagan broke with Republican policy opposing it, and after the death of one of its greatest opponents, or proponents rather, the actor Christopher Reeve. But opponents always had one unanswerable argument on their side, that stem cell research, whether necessary or immoral, had never produced anything resembling a cure for any of the afflictions for which it was said to be essential. Our fourth story on the countdown, that all changed today. Researchers at the University of Miami say embryonic stem cells can create an endless supply of islets. The word makes them sound like nothing, islets. But as our chief medical correspondent Bob Bizzell reports, they are in fact nothing less than the cells which can cure diabetes.
The research could be a major step toward a cure for type 1, so-called juvenile diabetes. Scientists at the Diabetes Research Institute in Miami are learning how to make embryonic stem cells into insulin-producing cells. Already the scientists know they can successfully treat diabetes by transplanting cells from cadavers. Ken Tenbush had such an operation. He no longer requires the insulin shots that used to be a regular part of his life.
Unbelievable is all I can say. I mean, just to have your life being back to normal is, I mean, you can hardly even put a price tag on it.
But the problem is the cadaver cells are in short supply. That's why the focus is on stem cells. The team led by Dr. Juan Dominguez-Bendala has learned that with a specific protein, they can make stem cells take one of several steps necessary to become insulin-producing cells.
There may be theoretically an unlimited supply of these type of cells for transplantation.
Many researchers believe that if stem cells can cure any disease, it will be diabetes. And this latest research makes that goal even more likely. Robert Bizzell, NBC News, New York.